the 10-year-old with his own woodworking business, date modified colon 2024-11-19T14:00:15.970Z, description colon Alfie, who works with his grandfather, hopes to use the profits to create a water source in Africa, dot. The 10-year-old with his own woodworking business, Roy and Alfie set up Wally Boy Workshop in January this year. A 10-year-old boy and his grandfather have joined forces to set up a luxury woodwork business. Alfie and Roy set up the Wally Boy Workshop at the beginning of the year. They have now sold more than £1,000 worth of high-end chopping boards, all from Roy's garage workshop in Wallingford. Alfie said any profits he made went into his savings, which he wanted to use one day to create a water source for people who need it in Africa. Emma Eltham, Alfie said he wanted to make a living from woodworking when he was older. With five football mad brothers, Alfie said he had always wanted to do something different and started helping in his grandfather's workshop when he just 4 years old. While Roy takes care of the heavy machinery, Alfie looks after the sanding and oiling. He has also started learning about the business side of things. The pair are now hoping for a big boost after a University of Oxford college got in touch asking them to craft items from a fallen tree on its land. Alfie, who hopes make a living from woodworking when he is older, said he had big ambitions for his future. "Eventually I want to build water sources for people in Africa," he said. Emma Eltham, Alfie started getting into woodworking when he was just 4 years old. Roy, who runs the Thames Salon Barbers in Wallingford, said Alfie spent as much time in the workshop as he could. "I have Wednesdays and Sundays off, and he's here every Wednesday when he's off school and every Sunday," he said. His four brothers are all very sporty and Alfie was getting left behind, so I felt I wanted to offer him another avenue. Alfie said doing woodwork with his grandfather made him feel less stressed, while Roy said time with his talented grandson was well spent. "For me, it's a pleasure," he said, adding, "he'll remember this for the rest of his life, won't he?" You can follow BBC Oxfordshire on Facebook, X, Twitter, or Instagram, related internet Lynn.